So is Jubb on our phone line? Hello, Jubb. Do you read me?
I am.
I heard your theme.
Hey, Jubb. Sports.
Are you got me?
There he is.
You got me now?
Do you have us on speaker?
No.
Are you toothing?
No. You're so overly sensitive about that, and no, I don't have you on speaker.
All right. I think Fernando mentioned to Peter King, stop doing speaker. He sounded pretty clear this morning.
Don't worry about how our guests are talking. They get to it the best they can, okay?
Yeah, he probably needs to pull Brian Jones aside, though. We're having fun, man.
This guy's
we're just talking.
He's on your show to try
I
to help
know.
You.
He's trying to help the show, and I'm being a big jerk.
You want me to hang up?
No, please don't hang up, George, because, well, let me entice you to not hang up. I have monkey audio.
I'm in.
Okay, so everybody knows we're doing picks with friends. It's every Thursday. We pick 150 games throughout the year. We've already picked 130. We have 20 left. Jubb, I think you're out of the last place possibilities.
Never say never.
In fact, I'm about to say there's no way.
Don't, what are you doing?
You finishing last place.
Lightning boy.
You've seen me before. I've had 1-10.
So, as you know, or you may not know, but the loser of Picks with Friends has to take a bus, a Greyhound bus ride from Dallas to Phoenix for the Super Bowl. They leave at midnight. They'll get there at whatever, 10 o'clock the next day, and they get to check in on all the shows throughout the day on a Friday before the Super Bowl. And or before we head to Phoenix for the Super Bowl. And you guys were throwing out on Picks with Friends back when I was losing by 30, and since then Corby has fallen back into my area. You were throwing out if I wanted to instead, I could just have a monkey live at my house for, you guys said 6 weeks, right?
I thought it was a year.
All right. Well, I think we pared it down to 6 weeks. And then you were saying you should go home and ask your wife what she would think about having a monkey. So yesterday,
monkey.
I threw out, when I was talking to her, I threw out 2 weeks. So you could even see her reaction. But I got her reaction on the idea. I told her the whole thing. She doesn't listen. And, hey, you know who you are listening. If you know my wife or you interact with her, you don't have to tell her about this.
Be cool.
It's going to be a lot better if you don't tell her. You're going to get more good content in the future. In fact, I have something to say after I play you this audio where I think we can continue this monkey bit with my wife, okay? But you wanted me to ask my wife and see her reaction. Would she be on board with having a monkey? So I told her about the possibility of the bus ride. And then I believe here when we pick up the audio, I will be tossing out your idea. Okay, Jubb, you ready?
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
What if
instead
I got a monkey and I have to have a monkey for 2 weeks?
No. No, that's abusive to the monkey. No.
But people have monkeys.
No. No. No.
But it would be only 2 weeks.
No. No.
And
Corby agreed to this?
Well, everybody agreed. Yeah, they would let me off the bus.
Push back from moron dog.
If I had a monkey and I lived with a monkey for 2 weeks.
No. That's abusive to the monkey, honey. That's terrible. You're an animal advocate.
But let's say, like, somebody was, it was a guy who owned a monkey, and it was, like, he treated the monkey nice and everything.
No.
But I would just have to change his diaper and...
No. Did Corby agree to this?
See what I'm dealing with here?
The monkey?
Did Corby agree to the monkey?
No, it was just a thing thrown to me when they were saying, you can get out of the bus right now.
Why? I'd take the bus with a monkey any day. 2 weeks with a monkey? 2 weeks, Dan. 2 weeks.
But that's a...
No, you said, okay, so you're telling me you said yes to it. You said, yeah, I'll do it. Obviously you did, otherwise you wouldn't be telling me this.
No, I'm just throwing it out that it's a hypothetical. That they might still let me choose either the bus or the monkey.
No monkey.
But it would be with the boys, wouldn't it be cute?
No, honey, what if... No. Honey, that is so disrespectful to the monkey, too. From a new environment, you know, it doesn't have any comfort zone. That's like abusive.
What if its caretakers stayed with us?
No. The caretaker's not staying in my sanctuary. The caretaker's not staying in my... This is my sanctuary. No, this is my home.
What if it was great and we wanted to have a monkey?
No.
You've never dreamed of having a monkey?
No.
And then you could try it out. It's like trying an RV.
No. And I understand you're being devil's advocate, but I think that's terrible for the monkey, honey. I think it's just abusive to the monkey. Plus, I wouldn't want to have a monkey in the house. And the dogs, like the whole thing is just not smart.
They'd probably get along with the dogs.
Honey, no.
It could walk the dogs.
Get out. No. No. Honey, that would affect the dogs. It would affect my sanctuary. No. It would be like climbing on stuff. It would be a monkey, as it should be a monkey. It should be climbing around and exploring things. And just destroying our home. And the poor thing. No.
So the discussion was over.
Oh, yeah. My God.
She clearly wouldn't give a millimeter.
But to her credit, it's based on her empathy for the primate.
Yeah.
Primarily. Well,
but then she did get it into, a little, look, yeah. It's our home. But so now we're watching TV and everything. And she starts in on the monkey again. And I wasn't rolling this time. I hadn't prepped her. Like, we already had decided, okay, you said no monkey, I'm saying no monkey. But she just starts talking, so I quickly pulled out my phone and started recording.
Just destroy everything because it's a monkey. And it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be in a new environment. It's going to just do its thing because it's a monkey. You can't expect it to be behaved and be cute. It's a monkey.
What if it's a trained monkey?
No. No. Absolutely not. And then, like, I would not want it to be upstairs, downstairs. It would only have to be in your room only. And it'll be just, like, kept in your room only. And then, what about Bodhi? Where's his sanctuary? What about the boys? That's their sanctuary. Honey, I have to say no.
I'm going to say he might really get to like the monkey.
Nope. I have to say no, and I appreciate you being respectful that I would have to live with the monkey as well, and as well as the boys, and it's a deal breaker.
It's a non-starter.
It's just funny hearing anyone say the word monkey.
Yeah, and it's
I know, and she's taking it so seriously. I love everything about this, and how many times she said the word monkey. And I also love the fact that twice you said, what if it was great?
That's all she fears.
Have you considered that?
She just fears falling in love with the monkey, and then it would be sad to have to let him go after 2 weeks. So here's what I was thinking, Jub. Here's what I was thinking. This is why nobody can tell...
Be cool.
Nobody can tell my wife this, because I'm trying to do something good for the show here. If we could get a guy, like, I think there are monkey rentals out there. People have access to monkeys, right?
We lost Joe.
I know.
Monkey rentals?
What about, I think that's a thing.
Yeah, for parties and stuff like that. That definitely exists.
So okay, we need to find a P1 who has monkey access. And then I show up at home with the monkey one day. And tell her I lost the bet and I agreed to the monkey and just see her reaction.
The boys drew a hard line on this one.
Just to get the reaction. Oh, my God.
Just to see. And then, you know, then they could take the monkey can take the person right, can right. take their monkey back and whatever.
Bid over. But you have to have a little shirt, or a little shirt or something on him.
A little ticket shirt.
Like, you have to make him as cute as possible so that there's at least an outside shot that she's like, I love him.
Yeah, give him some sunglasses.
She'd never say that.
Yeah,
a shirt
sunglasses.
That says Go Dragons on it or something.
Yeah.
Dragon monkey.
You know what's amazing about that audio, too, though, is that somehow by the end of it, Dan's wife is so sweet that she was, like, thanking him for asking.
I appreciate you.
You're so respectful.
He's rolling the whole time.
Right. I appreciate you.
So if there's a P1 out there that could contact us, we got Dan at theticket.com. We're on Twitter, at Bracket Dan, whatever. Find some way. If you have access to a monkey,
our buddy here at Whataburger's already found a
monkey rental.
Book a monkey rental at DFW website.
Look at that!
This is doable.
So wow. The saga is not over. That's why nobody can tell.
Cool, yeah.
Just be cool. If they don't listen to the ticket, just let them not listen to the ticket. It makes for better stuff on the air.
Oh, golly. Man,
would you like to be there when I walk in with the monkey, George?
Yes. I'd like to be one of the handlers, you know.
Well, I think that might be a bit of a giveaway.
With a dart gun.
All right. Well, we'll keep this going.
You guys are the funniest ever.
All right, let's beat North Shore. This is a big one.
That's a big one. Let's go.
14-0 v. 14-0. We're going to need to flip the field a little bit here, Jub.
Oh, yeah.
We got a unit that can take care of that.
We got a group of men who can take care of that for you.
All right, let's do it. All right, we'll talk to you in 49 hours for Picks with Friends.
Yes, sir. See ya.
There he goes.